Victims of online scams are turning to online communities for help because they're embarrassed to go to the police. Cybersecurity company CERT New Zealand's latest figures show more than 500 scam and fraud reports in the first 3 months of the year. Tessa Guest reports.
Michelle is a manager of a 16,000-member Facebook group called Scammer Check, which aims to name and shame scammers who operate on social media. She volunteers her time each day to help the victims of scammers and says the problem is far bigger than the officials know.
Being on this page has really highlighted for me just how common and how frequent and prevalent scams are. And I think if you put too much emphasis on the police dealing with them, you know, they'll just be inundated.
She says a community-based approach to hunting down scammers allows for quick information sharing and transparency.
The more we can actually publish these scams, get these scams kind of out there into the public arena so that people are aware of them, then hopefully people can start avoiding them.
One scam victim, Craig Lim, got half of the money back for a camera purchase thanks to the group's guidance. He sent $310 to what looked like a reliable person on their Facebook profile, but became more sceptical as time went on.
The first red flag was on Anzac Day. She was like, didn't realise it was Anzac Day, so I can't post it today. But she'd already like previously stated she'd posted like 3 or 4 times. And it became a massive red flag towards the end of April when she started saying that her daughter was in ICU.
Craig Lim, like many scam victims, was intimidated at the prospect of going to the police and instead went to the Scammer Check group for advice. They told him to tell the scammer he would file a police report if she didn't return the funds.
Filing a report was definitely an idea that came across the line, but I felt it was a very serious risk to take. Obviously, again, if she wasn't a scammer, I'd feel super bad. But next time, I would definitely file a police report just immediately after I've been scammed.
Acting manager of CERT NZ's incident response, Jordan Hesping, says underreporting of scams and fraud is an issue for officials.
We are aware that there is some very consistent underreporting of these. That's usually due to people not knowing to report or being too embarrassed to do so.
The overall number of cyber incidents reported to CERT NZ has decreased back to an average number in the last quarter after a significant spike at the end of last year. But the number of scam and fraud reports has remained steady at about 550 over a three-month period. Jordan Hesping says social media scammers who are both in New Zealand and overseas are constantly getting more savvy.
The scammers will sort of lean on very social engineering kind of tactics. They'll use emotional levers like fear and urgency. They'll refer to current events, which often gets a lot of engagement from Kiwis.
Senior Sergeant Roy Appley agrees and says users don't help themselves by avoiding reporting incidents.
We really rely on individuals reporting things to police specifically. So we need everything formally reported to us rather than just talking about it on the community Facebook page.
Roy Appley warns online shoppers to be cautious and verify who they're buying from and says, above all else, if it looks too good to be true, it probably is.